The trade deadline in the Pacific Junior Hockey League was on Friday, January 10, and the Ridge Meadows Flames made a big moves. "We did a deal that we're pretty excited about," said Flames GM Derek Bedard, who appears to have bolstered his roster in an attempt to repeat as Stonehouse Cup champions, and get another shot at winning a provincial championship. The Flames acquired the Langley Trappers' leading scorer in forward Matteo Opposato, and their team captain in defenseman Justin Sumners. Opposato is a 6'2", 170-pound forward from Langley, who has put up 14 goals and 27 points in 40 games to pace his team. He is 17 and is in his second full season in the league. "He's a good up-and-coming player in this league," said Bedard, describing the forward as being tenacious with a good scoring touch. Sumners is a 6'1", 188-pound defender out of Aldergrove who is in his third season with the Trappers, has also played 10 games in the BCHL, and has 60 points in 125 games in the PJHL. The 20-year-old has been wearing the C on his jersey this season. "He was a kid we tried to recruit when he was a 17-year-old coming out of Yale Academy," said Bedard, but added he's happy to add the player now as a 20-year-old who is looking to make a run in the playoffs. Sumners can play on the power play, penalty kill in any situation, and adds quality to an already deep group of blue liners. Bedard didn't offer any hints about the role either player will have on the team, leaving that up to head coach Brent Hughes. "I buy the groceries, and Hughesy does the cooking," said the GM. "There are more weapons in our arsenal." Going back to the Trappers are defenseman James Campbell and forward Dalton Toma, who are both from Langley, and both in their first full seasons of junior hockey. Toma got off to a great start on the season, with 5 goals and 12 points in his first 7 games, but has since settled into a secondary scoring role on the Flames. He has 19 points in 30 game and played in the top prospects game for the league. Campbell has 6 assists in 24 games, and Bedard called him an outstanding teammate and really respected member of the club. With 16 returning players, it was hard for the newcomers to break through with the Flames, and Bedard said they will likely see more of a role with their hometown Trappers. "They're both from Langley, they will play more, and Langley is a well-run program," he said.